What's up, guys? I'm sat here with Adam Brock, who just won the 2022 eviction and won £20,000 cash. And in this episode, I'm going to be catching up with him, finding out what he's doing now, what deals he's recently doing, and also just to see how your experience was on the eviction and what's going on now.
It's a whirlwind, yeah, it's been amazing. So what's going on now? I've got 3 essays now and a BRR that's going through currently.
Beautiful. Yeah. Last time you were sat on that chair was literally during the final episode of The Eviction.
I know, it's a bit surreal being back here.
So did you expect, when you went into The Eviction, did you expect the process to be as it was?
No. I've done a few challenging things in my life, but that was up there with one of the most challenging things I've ever done. It really was.
Well, I look forward to finding out exactly what happened from your experience. Why don't you start just by telling us the process? Because a lot of people wonder how candidates are entered into the eviction, what the whole process is. Me and you now are close. We chat back and forth a lot. You're part of the inner circle. Yeah. You're 20 grand up from the challenge, but the 20 grand is small money, realistically. It's kind of, there has to be a prize that makes people excited, but really it's the experience, I think, isn't it?
It's massively the experience, and it's that whole, you know, give a man a fish or give him a fishing rod, you know. And what I've done by joining the academy is you've given me the fishing rod. All right, the 20 grand was a lovely fish, I'm not gonna lie. But the training that I went through at the beginning and to be able to even go into the eviction, because had I not done some of those training courses before, I mean, it would have been really, really tough. So
why don't you talk to me about how you got into property, what your background is, and how you got into property in the first place?
I must have been 36, and I hadn't owned a property or rented my whole life. My biggest ambition was, I've got to get on the ladder somehow. You know, they call it the ladder. But I had to get on there, and I was like, I'm not gonna have made it ever, at least buy a property. So I bought a first property. I was about 37, and I actually started renting out as a service accommodation. So I was like, wow, okay, this is quite a good gig, because I spent a lot of money and time building it. And then I was like, I've done this once, but this pays me every single month. And I'm thinking, if I have a few more of these, right, surely that'd be pretty good. But I didn't know how. I was just like, just flapping around in the wind. So then I got one of your books given to me, read that, and that was a big game changer. Your book and Robert Kiyosaki's book. They were the two big ones, and I was like, okay, I've got to get into this. Then I got the £1 course thing. I was like, okay, let's go. I went to Heathrow first. That was really, really good. And then I went to another one. So I went to Heathrow with my wife, and then I went to another one, but that was in the Hard Rock Hotel in London. And it was just really vibey. I was like, okay, you could tell there's a lot of money. It's London, and he's thinking, oh, there's a lot of money around here. And it just felt really good, like being there. I was thinking, right, I can elevate from here. And the stuff that everything that you were saying, I was like, yeah, it makes sense. And once you can't unsee or unhear the things that you teach. So right, okay, I got to get more of this. So then I signed up to the, I think the first course I did was the SA course, because that was like what I was mainly interested in at the time.
Yeah.
So I paid for that one. And then once I got there, I was just hook, line, and sinker then, straight on the academy. And I haven't looked back, really haven't, mate. You changed it. You changed my life, to be honest. You changed even though, I mean, I've still got my tiling business, but you've even changed my approach to that. You know, my wife's seen it as well. It's like, I used to just work in my business all the time. Now I'm working on my business, and I've got people that work for me now, and I can pursue my property, and I'm still, you know, got that going on in the background as well. But it's just, you've changed my mindset.
Yeah, that's brilliant, mate. And I think as well, like when you learn the skills in property, like how to systemize a property business, as you say, you can then apply that to other parts of your business, other parts of your life, which you've done really well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's why for me, the property is just like, it's earning me money in the background. So I'm like, well, why can't I just pursue it? I've got people that work for me now, you know, they rely on me for a wage. So I'm happy to keep going with that. Yeah. I don't know how long I'll go with it, but for now it works for me. But yeah, the property, it's just so passive.
I remember one of the fears that you had when we first met was you said that your business, you're on the floor a lot, tiling, you're worried that your back was getting a bit tired.
Well, yeah, it is. My back is technically a bit buggered, but my knees as well, everything, you know, it's just, It's hurting. And I'm thinking, right, I'm 37. What am I going to be like when I'm 47, 57, 67? You know, I don't want to be tiling till I drop. You know, and also the other aspect is when you're a tradesman, a lot of time you don't tend to invest in a pension. So it's just property, again, is very much, you know, it's a long game as well as a short game, isn't it? So I was thinking, okay, that's got to be the way.
So how much are you currently making from your property business?
So the property business currently is probably, I'd say only making about three at the moment, 3K a month, because I'm doing a refurb on one. And one's about to go through, but it will, I would say within the next 2 or 3 months, it would be between 4 and 5K.
That's brilliant. And again, for like 4 or 5K a month, that's a full-time salary, bro.
I mean, it's more than I was making on my hands and knees.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. And that's, I'm just getting started. I joined the academy in, I think, April time. It's been not long. And I'm thinking, okay, I've done this. I've gone from having pretty much nothing to having four properties in under a year.
Yeah.
And where will I be in five? You know, it's just a snowball effect, isn't it? Just.
What advice would you give to somebody that's, you know, a busy floorer, roofer, whatever, like a tradesperson like you were, that wants to get into property, that hasn't necessarily got the money, the network, the knowledge, but really wants to start making money from property?
Do you know what? It is a tough one. When I joined the academy, I paid towards the academy. That was pretty much all the money that I had, because I saw that as, that was my investment. I was thinking, right, if I could try and save and save and save and then fumble around in the dark and think, right, what am I going to do next? But then I thought, if I spend this small, relatively small chunk of money on educating myself, I'll then know how to. And since then as well, you know, for the money that I've spent, I've got that back already, because I've even learned how to get around not having to even use my own money because of the stuff that you've taught me.
Yeah.
So it was like.
So talk to me about how you do it then. So if you spent all your money on education and you've got nothing, what are the things that you do? What are the strategies in order to grow a portfolio with no money?
Well, I mean, you can sell deals when you know what you're looking for. You can go out there and find them. I mean, there's plenty of people who've got the money, but they're either don't know what they're doing or can't be bothered or they're too busy because they're earning loads of money, but their money's just sat in the bank. If you know what you're doing, you can go out and find a good property deal and sell it on. It's just quick cash.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you've done then? Because you've been very creative with joint ventures and controlling properties. What are some of the strategies that you've done in order to grow your portfolio?
For me, rent to rent's a big one as well, because it takes a relatively small chunk of money. So by only putting down I mean, sometimes you can get away with not even using your own money, or hardly any, you can finance things and that. But for a few grand, you can get set up, get that return straight away, can't you? So for £5,000, roughly, you know, you can get £5 to £1,000 a month.
Talk to me about your first rent to rent.
It's a good one. It's a good one. It's in Reading. I get a lot of relocators, quite a few people from China, Hong Kong, they're coming over. It's just absolutely cleaning up because it's quite close to London. So it's 20 minutes on the train, they're coming over, and they're generally staying for like a month, 2-3 months sometimes. So I'll get a payment, usually through Airbnb or something like that. And they'll literally just be in there. I'll do the clean, but when they're in there for a long time, they don't really want to be bothered. So it's just a total passive income.
So how's the business model work? So talk to me about who's doing what?
At the moment, generally, because I've only got a few, I've not got loads, I've not tried to sort of automate it as much.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to learn as well. I wanted to know exactly how to
from
do it.
From doing it. Exactly. Well, I'm thinking for someone watching this, it doesn't even know what rent-to-rent is.
Okay. So doing a rent-to-rent is basically, it's called a corporate let. You go to a landlord and you rent that through a company, your company. Once you've got that, you can then boost the income from that property by renting it out on a nightly basis instead of over a weekly or monthly.
So your first one's in Reading. So how much rent do you pay the landlord?
That one's about £800 a month.
And it costs like £12 to set a company up.
Yeah.
So you set up a property company, mm-hmm. You agree to rent a property in Reading for £800 a month.
Yeah.
And then what?
I charge roughly £90 to £100 a night for people to stay there. So, and sometimes a bit more during festival and things like that as well. It can go up to £250-300 a night.
And what's your kind of occupancy rate generally?
Mine's probably about 90-100%.
Wow. So Reading's a banging area.
Yeah, it's a good area, yeah.
And how much profit do you make off that first rent event that you got?
That one, probably about £1,200 a month.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you do that twice and you've replaced the average salary.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. But, and people work really, really hard for that sort of money as well, don't they?
Yeah.
So, I think, you know, it is, it's not, it's never easy. You know, nothing's easy. If it's worth doing, it's not easy. And some of the challenges that you face by setting these things up, yeah, you can be faced with certain things, or you've got to fix that, or you've got to, but you learn, and if you get the proper training, you don't have to, you know, face some of those problems on your own either, or you can avoid them before they happen.
Are all your rent-to-rents in Reading?
Yes.
Are you going to get more in Reading?
Probably would, yeah, for now, but I'm also looking up north as well, because the rent is... The rent's a little bit lower for what they can get, but you can still rent it out for the same, if not more. There's quite a few Academy members that I know that rent their places out for like 150, maybe more a night, you know?
It's interesting, isn't it? I saw an Academy member post in Liverpool, yeah, their Airbnb calendar, and they're charging like 150 quid a night,
yeah,
and they're paying like 800 quid for like a really beautiful apartment.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. Birmingham as well, I think it's quite a good place.
Why do you think the landlords wouldn't just do it themselves? Why are they passing properties to companies like us?
Well, I mean, there's an element of laziness maybe. They might have been accidental landlords where they've just got a property and they don't really know what to do with it. They just want someone to take it off their hands for 2, 3, 5 years, whatever it is. They might not know, they might have not had the training. I speak to a lot of people and I say, oh, I'm doing it like this, and they're like, oh, really? I didn't even know about that, you know?
Yeah.
I think people are starting to get to know Airbnb a little bit, but they still don't really quite understand how straightforward it can be if you get the right choice.
And I guess as well, you've got the booking process, payment process, having the Stripe account.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Channel manager.
It puts so many people off.
They don't understand how because it is a business.
Yeah, it is. And it's got to be run that way. It's got to be run efficiently. But yeah, I suppose a lot of landlords, they're just like, oh, I'll put someone there and they'll pay me X amount a month. And it's... Maybe, yeah, a bit of laziness, maybe.
They just want a guaranteed rent, don't they?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So what are you doing with the 20 grand that you won on the eviction?
So we've got a BRR in the northeast. We're purchasing it for a very good value. 70,000, I think it is.
Wow.
And we're doing that up. That down south would have been easily 450 to 500,000. So yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
So whereabouts is it?
It's in Hartlepool.
Yeah, cheap, very cheap area.
It is. And I drove up there, and it's a funny area, but I drove up there and it seemed a little bit dead because I was trying to do my due diligence up there. But once I got chatting to some of the locals, I actually found out that the demand for HMO up there is huge.
Oh, wow.
Because they can't always afford, or they can't set themselves up with a full property.
Yeah.
Quite often, a lot of them are.
And housing associations, and there's a lot of opportunities, you know.
Yeah.
So you're buying it for 70 grand, and then what's the refurb?
So the refurb's 80. I can't cover all that myself in my winnings, but I've now got skin in the game, so I'm going to be chucking my winnings.
And that's what you said, actually. You said that when you were sat here. You said that you had potential joint venture partners, but they wanted you to put a bit of skin in the game.
Yeah, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, I've paid to invest in my education. You know, I've obviously went on the eviction. I've put myself out there. But I think it is important that they not only see that I've invested in myself, but I'm investing in it with them.
Yeah.
So.
How much are they putting in?
The rest.
So it's going to be all cash?
Yeah,
cash. Wow. Yeah. So you're putting 20 grand in.
Yeah.
They're putting about 130 grand in.
Yeah.
So in total, 150. And what's the end value?
Minimum 200, hopefully 220.
So you're then going to refinance it?
Pull all our money out.
Give the investor his money back and then rent it out?
Yeah.
And is that 50-50?
Six bed, six ensuite HMO.
Wow.
That should generate about 2.5 grand a month.
That's incredible, isn't it? That was a good 20 grand well spent then.
Yeah.
So you didn't spend it on going on holiday?
No. That was already paid for. When I had a holiday booked, didn't I, during the eviction then?
Because when you won the eviction, you went straight off. Where did you go?
Yeah, it was Turkey. Yeah, my family were already out there.
Yeah.
I've been out there about a week. So, yeah, that was already bought and paid for.
What did you learn in the eviction? Because it's a very intense month.
It's a really intense month. It's like in, I think, the months of April onwards, I did a course each month. Yeah, I did the week course each month.
Obviously. Yeah.
But when I went on the eviction, it was like the crash course. It was all of the courses rolled into one, boots on the ground, get it done. And for me, I'm quite a practical learner. So sitting there and listening, as you know, it's really inspiring listening to you and getting taught what you're saying. But when I actually implemented what you taught me, and I was forced into a corner and I had no way out, I had to do it. If I wanted any chance of winning, I had to get on and do it. That was the best experience for me.
Why did you get so emotional in the boardroom?
Yeah. Well, I hadn't slept one wink that night before. That didn't help. I was up all night just thinking, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow? But for me, the whole reason I'm doing this is because of the area that we live, you know, and my family, my kids aren't getting any younger, any quicker. So I want to try and get them out of that area. I want to try and move somewhere that's nice and away from violence and nastiness. So for me, I'm on a bit of a timer now. I just want to get stuff done. And I'm hoping in the next year or two, you know, I'll be out of there.
Yeah.
Somewhere better for them.
Maybe somewhere like Hartlepool.
No.
So what's the next sort of, what's 2023 going to look like for you then?
I can't wait. So the BRR that we've got, I want that moving real quick. We've got build team ready and in place. You've got to wait a certain amount of time to be able to refinance for money laundering. But I'm hoping to try and do at least another two or three BRRs next year.
Yeah.
So, man, I was 36, I didn't have anything. I'm 37 and I'm looking at, I've already got four and I'm looking to buy, you know, two or three more next year. It's crazy. Yeah. You think that's impossible. You think you're going to have to spend your life saving up just to buy one property, you know, especially if you're on an income that's just about covering, you know, your living costs, you know, trying to save, and then that money's going down in the bank basically as you're saving it because it's becoming worthless. It just feels like a mountain that you've got to climb, but it's not. It's really not.
And yeah, by the end of next year, if you wanted to, you could retire.
Yeah.
At 37.
Yeah, I don't think I want to. I think I'll drive my wife crazy. But yeah, you could. You could. I'm not quite as quick as you. You were there a bit quicker than me.
Well, no, it took me 4 years to become financially independent.
Yeah. But with your training, you know, there's no reason you can't be within a year or two.
Have you made a lot of friends?
So many. Yeah. I'm quite a private person. And even going on the eviction, it was a bit out of my character, but I was like, no, come on, let's go. One of your big things, get comfortable feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm going to do it. But for me, I had probably a handful of friends, you know, before I started the eviction or started the academy. I'm not a massive socializer or anything like that. But having started on the academy, I can't keep up with the number of friends that I've made. You know, someone will contact me one day and I'm like, oh, I haven't spoken to you in ages, and it's just loads and loads of decent people. And we're all like-minded as well, which is nice. Everyone's really supportive. You know, everyone wants to push everyone up.
Yeah.
And it's a really nice, atmosphere to be.
Where do you find, or how did you find that BRR deal? How do you get these types of banging deals?
That was through another academy member.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Lewis, who's also been on
Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. He found it. I've been watching him for a while, and I just totally trust people that are in the academy as well, because again, they've invested in themselves, you know, and I think once you do that, you deserve a bit of trust. And did my due diligence, and it's going to be banging. But
and another thing is, from the eviction, pretty much everybody that was on the eviction almost is now financially free.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Well, it's proof in the pudding, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, what kind of success rate is that? That's just madness. And same with the academy. The people that go through the 12 months on the academy, like the success rates, you see it every week. It's just crazy.
I know.
You go on the Monday Night Mastermind, and it's like financially free, financially free, financially free, financially free, just in their first deal, just in their third. Everyone's winning.
No, it is crazy. Sometimes you go in the crash course even, and I'm thinking, God, it sounds all a bit too good to be true. But it's really not, because the proof is in the pudding. All these people are becoming financially free.
Yeah.
You know, you're waking people up.
What was it that made you join the academy and justify wiping your bank clean on a big investment in yourself? How did you justify that?
The way I saw it was, I could keep saving and struggle to keep saving. to try and buy something else, or I can invest in myself and I'll be able to move quicker. Because it's another big thing we say in the academy, isn't it? You know, you can move fast on your own, or you can move far together.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, even if you took your courses away, you know, the amount of people that you get to mingle with and that can help each other, that in itself is worthless.
The people.
Yeah, massively. Yeah. I was in a bit of trouble when I paid for that. I didn't even speak to my wife, but I just went for it again.
What does she say?
She was like, oh, right, okay, you didn't want to talk to me about that then. I was like, nah, not really, nah. I just got to do it, you know? And I did the same with the eviction. I didn't speak to her about that. I just went, apply.
Yeah, but interesting.
Sometimes you just got to go for it, haven't you?
Just say yes and figure out the consequences later.
Yeah, exactly. Which is a big thing as well in property. You know, a lot of people overthink things sometimes. You've taught me that as well, you know? It's like worrying about your logo or, you know, have I got this? But just get on and do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
How do you think you've grown as a person over the last sort of 6 months?
Crazy, mate. Yeah, mental. Like I just approach everything differently, you know? I've definitely become more confident, more comfortable in my own skin. And loads of ways.
What would be your advice to people watching this that want to sort of follow in your footsteps and become successful in property?
Pay a pound.
Yeah, right.
Get yourself down there.
To a crash course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way forward. And I think you'd have to be an idiot if you sat in the crowd at one of your crash courses and think, oh, I don't think what you're saying is true. Because nothing that you say it totally makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
And then once you go down there, if you don't want to invest in the academy, then I suppose life's short, isn't it? And if you don't think, right, well, what if? You could walk away from that crash course and think, nah, I'm not going to spend that. You'd probably spend the rest of your life. It costs you more because you'd spend the rest of your life wondering, what if I had to pay for that?
That's true. Academy. Yeah. Well, mate, I'm super pleased with what you've done, man. And it's been great working with you. And obviously, we've got a lot more to go. But it's going to be amazing. Have you kept in touch with any of the guys from the eviction?
Yeah. We've got WhatsApp chats and, we've been speaking. In fact, one of them today was even telling me she's looking at doing a JV in Marlow. She's having a look at a place. There's a new development brilliant. There. So, again, it's just keeping in touch with all these people that... She's out actively looking for deals all the time. You know, Adriana as well. She's up north and she's even finding deals in Reading and she lives up north. You know,
So
staying in contact with people is key.
Did you enjoy watching the eviction?
Yeah, I did. I was a little nervous because not a big fan of cameras, but it was edited really well. I really enjoyed it. It should have been on the telly. I don't know, you know, YouTube, it feels like it should just be everywhere.
Yeah.
Get it on Netflix.
Well, you did great. So congratulations on the big win there as well.
Thank you very much.
Let's smash 2023, brother.
Thank you, bro.